Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the lowdown scout report on all these big names and maybe branch away from the quarterback position a little bit. Primarily, though, we'll focus on the quarterbacks with a former quarterback. His name is Aaron Murray, CBS Sports Network college football analyst, and he's been with us before. He's from, of course, played at Georgia. Aaron, Tiki, and Tierney, how are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, boy, just reacting to the latest rumblings and rumors and innuendo. I don't know if you caught the story that there's a thought that Baker Mayfield could actually go first overall now. I mean, I don't even know what's real and what's not. So let's start with who is the one prospect that if you had a top three pick, all right, that you absolutely would not touch no matter what? You simply would not draft him, and why not?
Oh, man, I've been going on and on about this guy since day one. And I actually watched him 2 years ago. I was preparing myself to become a broadcaster, so they gave me a film to watch. It was Boise State in Wyoming. And I've never seen Josh Allen play before or anything like that. And I turned on the film, and I watched and was not impressed. And I saw a week later, reading some articles, that this kid is going to have an unbelievable year. He's going to be a top five draft pick next year. And I'm like, is that the same guy I just watched film of? And so I made sure I watched him throughout the season, kind of see what he looks like. And I tell you what, I'm not impressed. It's crazy to me that this kid, who, it's funny, CBS put out there earlier that I don't think he's completed over 58% of his passes since high school.
He hasn't.
I mean, in high school, he was completing 50% of his passes.
Yep.
In college, he's completing 56%. For me, the threshold for QB is kind of that 63% mark. If you can't complete 63% of your passes in college, I don't know how you're going to go to the NFL and have any kind of success.
But let me stop you for a second, Aaron. Forget about the numbers. I hear you. And that's been documented, and we've heard that before. But you divorce yourself pretty candidly from him. Like, there's no middle ground. But it's got to be more than just numbers. Like, I want our audience to really feel why you don't believe Josh Allen's going to make it. Talk to us more than just numbers and the stats.
Some people are just not accurate quarterbacks. It's a hard trait to teach. And you look at Baker, and there's a reason why, even though he's 6 foot tall, that he's potentially a top five, top ten pick, is because he completes his passes. He's just some guy that it's like a pitcher on the mound. Some guys can pick their spots, and it doesn't matter if they throw 80, 85 miles per hour. I mean, you could have John Smoltz out there throwing mid-80s, but he picks his spots. He knows where the ball is going to be, and that's why he wins games and wins championships and from the baseball level. Same thing with football. You don't need a rocket arm. You don't need to throw the ball 80 yards down the field. You need to be able to pick your points out, pick your points with the targets, with these windows, because the majority of the game is played within 10, 15, 20 yards. The game's not played 40 to 80 yards down the field. And if you don't have great anticipation, if you don't have great footwork, that's going to throw you off, and that's been well-documented too. If you watch this kid, he trusts his arm a little too much, and that's going to get you in trouble when you think you have a rocket arm, you can fit into these tight windows, then you kind of throw timing out the way, and then that's when you're kind of rushing it, that's when you're anxious in the pocket, and then that's when you're inaccurate, where if you're a guy who maybe not grew up with the strongest arm in the world, you rely on touch, you rely on timing, you're throwing to a spot on time, in rhythm, you're going to be a lot more accurate because you're not muffling a ball in there.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
Good stuff. Aaron Murray is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Aaron, you know, you talk about all these things with Josh Allen. We don't want to get overly hooked on Josh Allen, but I'm going to stay here for a second. Are those things fixable? You know what I mean? You were in the league for a couple years. You saw some of the quarterback coaches, the coordinators, et cetera. They try to coach out your bad habits from college. But is any of that fixable? Because we know the analytics of the tape are horrible. Yeah. But you can't help but look at, dude, he's strapping.
He's fast.
He's big. He's fast. He's athletic. He's got hands the size of meat cleaver. I mean, can you be coached into doing those things, or is it something that is kind of lost?
You can. I honestly think there is, especially if you're going to be a top five pick. I mean, the amount of money that's going to be put into this kid along with everyone else drafted, especially in the first round, they're going to work with you. They're going to spend the time with you, whether it's in rookie mini camp, all of OTAs, heading into camp this, before the season starts, you're going to be awarded a ton of reps. And it's a matter of you trusting your coaches, trusting your ability. I know plenty of guys who in the back of their mind know, I need to hit my fifth step in rhythm and let the ball rip. You know it, but there's a difference between knowing it and listening and actually going out there and executing it and not just reverting back to your old ways of saying, I have a big, strong arm, and I've always been taught, oh, I'm just going to relax my footwork, hit my fifth step, chill for a quick second, make sure I see the guy come open, and then try to use my, you know, muscle in there and try to throw the ball. So it's definitely trainable, and like I said, with the amount of reps that he's going to receive and the amount of time he's going to see the defenses and see these certain plays against each a cover two, a cover three, cover four, whatever it may be, that hopefully he kind of trains him and all these other guys train out whatever, you know, bad techniques they've been accustomed to, whether it's in high school or college. So it's just a matter of him trusting these guys that he's going to be surrounded with.
You know, Aaron, let me take you outside of your position and maybe go back to a position that your school has been pretty heavy at in the last couple of years, that's running back. Now, my team, the New York Giants, is in the market, I think, of four running backs. Saquon Barkley may go number two, but there's two guys who were really interesting coming from Georgia. Sony Michel, obviously, who had a fantastic postseason, and then Chubb as well. When you look at those two guys, they may not make it in the first round, but what kind of pros can they be?
I love both kids, and both are, and you saw it last year, some of the most unselfish players. I mean, I don't know if you could put two stud running backs on one college team and have had that much success. And that much fun and joy doing it as well. I mean, those guys were equally as happy for one guy to score a touchdown or rush for 200 yards as, you know, if they did it themselves. So that's what kind of teammate you're getting by drafting either of these guys. I think looking at them, I definitely have to say Sony is more the complete back, and you can do more with him. I mean, you can put him on kick return. You can put him on punt return. You can put him in the slot. You can swing him out of the backfield. I think he's just a little bit more versatile, has a little bit more wiggle. I think Chubb is still more of your downhill back. Obviously, he does have the ability to break some big runs, but he doesn't have that kind of wiggle and excitement that I think Sony's going to bring to the game and versatility as well. And then obviously you have to look, and you know it better than anyone, the health of a running back.
Yeah.
And it's a very short career. Nick's had some pretty traumatic injuries, and it's been amazing the way he's come back. And I think he's 100%. I don't know if he's the same Nick Chubb that maybe we saw as a freshman and sophomore. The way he hurt himself against Tennessee, I don't know if anyone can get back to fully 100% after that kind of thing. And still being a running back, too, the way you've been nicked up. But I must say the positive about these two kids is the fact that they didn't get a lot of reps last year. You know, you look at these guys, you know, like I say, Saquon Barkley, who's the main guy, who's getting, you know, 20, 25, 30 reps a game, carries. And you look at these guys splitting it, they definitely took a load off each other. They weren't getting beat up as much and definitely throwing in DeAndre Swift in there as well. So that's a positive for them heading into the league of they didn't have a year of just getting their, you know, just knocked around left and right playing in 13, 14 games in college.
Aaron, not a whole lot of time left, about maybe a little bit inside of a minute. That's Aaron Murray, of course, played at Georgia, CBS Sports Network football analyst. He's going to be with us on Tops on Wednesday. We're doing a three-hour primetime show here on CBS Sports Network from 8 to 11, so he'll be a part of that coverage. Are you a Lamar Jackson guy? I mean, there's really no in between with him. Where do you stand on Jackson from Louisville? Teek and I both like him. How about yourself?
Yeah, I like Lamar. I think he's a project. I mean, he has a lot of work to do, but I think he's a guy who showed improvement, though, you know, and I'm sorry, I keep going back to Josh Allen. He didn't make any improvements in my mind over the past two seasons. But you look at Lamar, I think he realized that he needed to work on his footwork. He needed to work on his accuracy. You turn the tape, he got better last year. He took it to heart. He got better. So you look at him and say, listen, this kid understands what it takes to be great. He's willing to put the time in. He's shown that he has the ability to improve his game, especially those areas that he is weak. I think he's a guy, you put him behind someone great, you know, late first round pick, go to a team that maybe doesn't need a quarterback day one. I think he is everything you want as long as you put him in the right situation.
All right, my man, get those pipes ready. We'll be using you Wednesday on Tops, as I said. Appreciate some stuff, Aaron Murray, Georgia, and of course part of the team here at CBS Sports. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.